You or Jayla?
To be famous.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And this is Noah Centineo winning Best Actor in something. Best Actor in a comedy, I think.
It's like
at
insane.
The People's Choice Awards last
the
night.
The people who chose are like five teenagers. Like, I don't understand. Who are the people who are choosing this? They chose
this is
him
Noah Cent-
like for a movie that is limited release on Netflix, like that no one saw on Netflix.
No one. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who voted. The point is he's their choice. Okay. And this is what he said.
Before I go, I just want to say it matters not what you've done, but what you do with what you've done for others. Thank you.
Oh, God. Like a full, it's a full malfunction. Like he was.
It matters not what you've done.
He was like.
But what you do with what you've done for others. So he's basically saying it doesn't matter what you do, but how you
but what you
help
did
people with the what you've done. But they're both what you've done. I think that's it's
well,
not
he
as eloquent as he thinks
is,
it
he's
is.
He's trying to say do unto others.
I don't think that's what he's saying. I think he's saying it's not like the awards you win. It's how you help people with your success.
Sure.
I think that's what he's saying.
Okay, but it came out like Simlish. You know, like it came out.
It came out as, come on, Snala. Sul, sul.
Yeah, it was like, to be, he's like, to be or not to be, that is the question or whatever. Or he's like, when George W. Bush was like, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice.
Here we go.
Like,
there's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you.
Can't get fooled again.
You can't. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Noah Centineo can't get fooled again.
I mean,
so you didn't see, you're telling me you didn't watch The Perfect Date.
I don't even know what that is.
I'll take your cousin.
What?
I'll take your cousin to the dance.
Why? What would you get out of it?
I'd get the payment you were talking about, and I get to take your car.
You got a suit?
He won the People's Choice Award.
As far as I'm concerned, he was in one movie, and it was To All the Girls I've Loved Before, also on Netflix. If you told me he was in
To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
If you told me that he was in another movie, I would be stunned.
He was in The Perfect Date, and it won the People's Choice Award for Best
What?
Actor.
The People is like one 11-year-old. It's,
name like
it's Brittany who like
Kennedy
who like just learned that she had the right to vote for the People's Choice Awards and is excited.
Listen to these. Comedy movie of 2019, murder mystery.
Does this
movie
person only have a Netflix subscription also?
Well, they also
access?
Watched Avengers Endgame, so they must have Disney Plus.
Or they
action
flew on
movie
a plane
of 2019
or something.
Avengers Endgame. Drama movie of 2019, After. So they went to the theater and they saw After. Okay. Family movie of 2019, Aladdin.
Okay.
Over Pikachu and Toy Story 4. Male movie star of 2019, Robert Downey Jr. Female movie star of 2019, Zendaya. No offense, but come on.
Movie?
Drama.
Which one?
Spider-Man. Spider-Man, Far From Home. Drama movie star of 2019. Drama movie star of 2019. Let's go through the nominees.
Okay. I'm stressed.
This is gender free.
This is the
this
most
is just
like,
drama movie
this
star
is
of 2019.
The most payola award show that exists.
Listen to this. There's no gender here. Drama movie star 2019.
Okay.
Taron Egerton.
Okay.
Rocket Man.
Fine.
Zac Efron. Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil,
Absolutely
and Vile.
Absolutely not. That's
Lupita
not even.
Lupita Nyong'o. Us.
Okay.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Sure.
Brad Pitt. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Okay. Sarah Paulson. Glass.
No.
Samuel L. Jackson. Glass.
Why?
Who's the winner? I didn't name him. Cole Sprouse. 5 Feet Apart.
This is
other. Other nominees for the one that Noah Centineo won, which was Comedy Movie Star of 2019. Ali Wong, Always Be My Baby. Kevin Hart, The Upside. Rebel Wilson, Isn't It Romantic? Adam Sandler, Murder Mystery. Liam Hemsworth, Isn't It Romantic? Dwayne Johnson, Fighting With My Family. Mindy Kaling, Late Night. Winner, Noah Centineo, The Perfect Date.
How? It's like, It's like,
I've never voted for this. I know, like, anecdotal evidence doesn't matter, but like, where's my people's choice ballot?
It's
I'm the people and I've never voted. I'm people.
This is
we're
like
people.
This is like payola. This award show. This is like,
but who are the people? I mean, I know there like are the people, but
this is like in morning show when what's his face, Billy Crudup, says to Jennifer Aniston, you know, we paid for this award, right? Then he walks away.
By the way, we bought this award for you.
Let's not casually mention morning show
as
moment.
If you not as if you people are not watching. That's my heat from your babies. Make me feel we fall. Come on, Bradley Jackson, get on over here.
Oh my God, me?
All right, girl, I know that it has been a crazy week.
Oh my gosh.
All right, but you are a truth teller, Bradley Jackson. You're honest. I love you and I stand with you. All right,
welcome to Who Weekly. What are we going to talk about today? What's the first story on this lovely November day?
Is it lovely? I haven't. Oh, it is not lovely. Oh, it's nice out.
I went outside earlier. It's nice. Mm. Yeah, I got a coffee. Yeah.
We're starting. We are talking
Katie Cherry.
With Katie Cherry. You know, there's nothing more, you know, it's fall feeling than Ben Affleck has a new girlfriend and she has an interesting story.
Let's start
the journey.
It's like Ben Affleck goes to Duncan once with the woman, and it's like Ben Affleck has a new girlfriend, 7 things to know about, like, the pretty blonde.
I know.
Like, it's all the same.
And let's not even get into Ben Affleck himself, who
no.
I don't even want to go there right now.
No.
But his new girlfriend, who he definitely met on the dating app Raya, because that's the only reason that this woman is, like, now connected to Ben Affleck. Her name is Katie Cherry, which is incredible. She also goes by KD Cherry, as in KD Lang. But I think that was when she was in a band. We'll get to that point. And so he was photographed with his girlfriend, or this woman that he's dating, named Katie Cherry. She flashed her abs in a crop top in West Hollywood. And according to In Touch Weekly,
who doesn't flash their abs in a crop top in West Hollywood?
Well, who doesn't flash their abs in a crop top? That's like the point of a crop top. So, yeah,
it's true.
And what's great is that the websites that usually do such bad research, like 5 Things You Must Know, somehow did really good research, or Katie Cherry just has like a lot of shit online about her, which is like, if I were to be dating Ben Affleck, all of a sudden you would have a lot of shit about me online too, because
she used to write for the website Vulture. She co-hosts a comedy podcast.
That'd be number 2.
What would the other things?
It'd be like, she's from Massachusetts. Yeah. Because they're always like very weirdly basic.
Or it'll be like, do you have any photos of like you and your brother on your Instagram?
Maybe. Yeah.
Like, she has a brother.
Yeah. It would be like the most basic. Yeah. But this one actually has a lot of stuff. So it says.
Heavy. Isn't it heavy?
Well, it says, unlike most musicians in Hollywood, Cherry, 33, has a very small social media presence. She's literally our age. Her Instagram page, at Cherry Orchestra, is set to private. It actually went back to public since they wrote this. And her Twitter account has been since deleted. According to her Stage 32 profile, she studied film scoring at Berklee College of Music, ooh, Boston, and currently works as a film composer in Los Angeles. She also has used the name KD Cherry, like KD. Mm-hmm. And then it talks about her IMDb, which she can't delete. And then, but then if you go to heavy.com, who are like the number writers, like the true 1, 2, 3, 4, 5s.
The heavy.com is really good.
The 5 facts you need to know are actually pretty good. It says, according to Us Weekly, Cherry met Affleck on the dating app Raya a few months back and have been seeing each other off and on since then. That's obvious. Here's what we know about Katie Cherry. 1. Cherry dated boxer Chris Van Heerden, who used to train Jennifer Garner. See, that is
a wild connection.
That is some tricky work, I gotta say, on their behalf. Mm-hmm. Like, they found that she dated this guy on Facebook, and then a month
they
prior,
found out that this guy was training Jennifer Garner.
In 2018, in June 2018, yes. He trained Jennifer Garner. He boxed with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crazy. 2.
Small world.
Cherry used to be a model.
There's a photo of her like doing like model. She's standing on her hands, but her legs are up.
3. She's extremely close with her mother, Susie. Okay, this is not that good one.
I love that one.
Great, great, great. 4.
You know what, Susie has a great mom Instagram handle. Did you see it?
Susie Cherry Mom.
Susie Cherry Mom.
Yeah.
Susie Cherry Mom.
Susie Cherry Mom. 4. Cherry worked with music producer Timbaland. Okay, kind of irrelevant. Oh, and then 5 is Affleck relapsed on his sobriety during his... That's not even about her.
That's a sad fact. We don't want that fact.
Okay, maybe I was thinking of the different article that was better because Heavy's was not good. Oh.
Heavy's... You're thinking of one that had number... The number 2 was she accused the situation's brother of assault. Yes. Also fucked up.
Yeah. That was extremely, like, detailed. Mm-hmm. Cherry alleges she was assaulted by Mark Sorrentino, the brother of Mike, the situation Sorrentino. And also number... I think on that list also it said that her best friend is Tara Reid. And then it links mm-hmm. to an Instagram on which Tara Reid writes, with my best friend, at Cherry Orchestra. This was in... I don't even know. Does he have a date? Must have been a while ago.
With my best friend.
With my best friend.
I have it open, I think. I think I have the Tara Reid tweet open so I can get the date. Yeah, I do. Okay. I do. With my hashtag best friend, at Cherry Orchestra, not active now, hashtag what a wonderful world, hashtag live music, hashtag playing right now, October 18, 2017.
So she was her best friend in 2017.
Yeah, for one day at least. Or one moment.
In Touch article about her is so rude. They're like, hold on, where is it? Short and sweet. Ben Affleck just started seeing Katie Cherry, but don't expect their connection to go very far. Quote, of course Ben's fling Katie's using their relationship for fame, an insider told In Touch exclusively. Now that her name is out there, she's been linked to an A-lister like Ben. She's using this attention to her advantage. She's stepping out in Hollywood, going to hotspots, and getting photographed. Okay.
It's really funny imagining Ben Affleck on the phone with In Touch saying, of course my fling Katie is using their relationship for fame. Now that her name is out there and she's been linked to me, stop. Like me, she's been using this attention to her advantage.
Linked to me like me is so not you sound like Noah sent you sound like me. Noah sent Neo accepting an award. Link oh, to me like goodness. Me. So Katie Cherry, I feel like this will be the first and last time we talk about her. She doesn't seem like a good influence, and she seems like she maybe should not be.
There was one photo of her being like she worked with music producer Timbaland, but it's all based on like one photo of her in a studio with Timbaland, and it's like I don't know what the music is. Like people go on studio visits. I don't know if they necessarily recorded music together.
I mean, as far as you're concerned, it's like they met once.
Yes.
Yeah. So the Heavy list was not good, as it turns out. It was a different list that was good, which now I don't even have the link to anymore.
I like Heavy's research, like, goes almost all the way, but not quite there. And it says, as listed on her Facebook profile and in the picture, Cherry is seen in the music studio with one of the biggest music producers in Los Angeles, Timbaland. However, it's unclear whether or not she's worked with Timbaland, who's produced some of the most famous tracks for some of the most popular artists.
Wow, they're like getting... help,
Heavy.com.
That was kind of like admitting that they really didn't know what was going on there.
Yeah, but the headline says, she's worked with, and then the copy says, we're not really sure if she's worked with, but there's a photo. Katie Cherry. Does she like Duncan? We don't know.
There's been no photos of her. Catch her at a Starbucks. Duncan.
Catch her at a Starbucks. This relationship is over.
Ben goes to Starbucks. Do you know that?
That's right. There are all the iconic photos of him drinking Starbucks with his iconic girlfriend.
He's not,
what's her name? The iconic girlfriend?
He's not.
Not Nina. Nina Katz, the real Nina Katz.
Lindsay Shookus? Shookus.
At real Nina Katz. Shookus. Yeah, Shookus, right. Okay.
Oh, the
is her Instagram the real at real Nina Katz?
Yeah, truly. She is Nina Katz. She knows she's Nina Katz. She was Nina Katz from the beginning.
Carrie? Okay, one more time, you are officially stalking me. Hi, I'm Heather.
Heather Graham, I know. I love you. I'm Stanford Blatch.
Oh, sorry, Heather. This is Carrie Bradshaw.
Carrie Bradshaw, really?
Yeah, Ben Affleck's new girlfriend, Katie Cherry, puts on a very sexy display as she hits the town with UK reality stars for a clothing bash in LA.
What?
What's a clothing bash?
A ball where you wear a costume? Is that a costume ball, like, but said in gibberish? Is that something that's like...
Clothes for sale?
Another notice of Deneo classic. Wait.
Oh, it doesn't matter. We
you
can
saw,
stop talking about
you
KD
saw
Cherry.
The clip of the Bachelor contestant calling Noki Nosh, right?
Yes.
Nosh?
But the best thing about that clip is the pause before even Nosh. Getting to Nosh. It's
she knows.
looking at a word and like not knowing what to do.
Nosh?
Nosh?
Nosh? Nosh?
Can we play it right here? Because I got to hear it now. Hold on. Let's hear it. It says, went Trader Joe's crazy, the caption. So she's at Trader Joe's. She's showing off her Trader Joe's haul. And it includes some pre-made frozen gnocchi.
You guys, little easy dinner using this cauliflower nosh?
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 I mean...
Nosh.
just knowing that you're definitely wrong. That's great.
Who is this Hannah G?
Yeah, she's some bachelor person. And that's all that I know
wait,
about her.
She, it keeps going. Wait, when she's cooking the nosh, it says...
She says nosh?
She's working on the cauliflower ganache right now.
Again?
But she says ganache. Originally, she said nosh. Now it's ganache. Oh my God. And then, why is her apartment so cavernous?
Wait,
and, like,
so she
echo-y?
Got mad because people were like, probably like,
people
you
were like,
pronouncing...
bitch, it's gnocchi. And right. So she said, words are hard, everyone. It's too hard-headed to delete at this moment. Oh, it's too hard-headed to delete at this moment. So she kept it up. I may still be saying it wrong.
Ganache?
Still tastes good. ? So she likes ganache.
No sense of humor on that woman. I mean, just, okay.
Well, what's the pasta? Like, there's a pasta like orecchietti. Ordering orecchietti. Well, I guess ordering any pasta at an Italian restaurant is sort of like, how Italian do you want to get on these people? Because it's like,
right,
just give me the orecchietti, but then like, oh, and then sometimes the server's like, okay, so I have one orecchietti, one like gnocchi, yeah. But sometimes the server will be like, okay, so I have one orecchietti and one gnocchi, and you're like, oh, God damn it, I didn't do it right.
Because no,
it's like,
you
got Giada De Laurentiis over here with their pad,
okay,
saying like, parmigiano,
but
and you're like,
if
okay.
If you say nosh, they're going to say, what? Not if you're like, if you're like gnocchi, like that's not great. They're gonna be like, okay, I know what that is. That's gnocchi.
Mm-hmm.
If you say nosh, they're gonna say, I don't know what that. Like, you mean gnocchi? What are you saying?
I like how you've definitely like Googled a pasta shape, right? When you're at an Italian restaurant,
always.
You're like, I don't know what this one
yeah.
is.
And are you kidding?
To Google it,
or orecchietti is a good one that you have to Google because it's like, I have no idea, and it's like,
well, that's my favorite
wood
one.
Ear
that's
or
the best
like
one.
It's like it means something. It means like ear because that's the shape.
Ear,
of it.
Yeah, because it looks like little ears. I think,
yeah, little
but
ear,
it is ears.
Little ear.
But the thing about pasta is like every time I find myself Googling what this particular pasta is, and I'm like, is this? It's like it's like I'm not gonna not like this. You know, like,
sure,
it's just a difference. It's like, oh, but it's like a broad flat noodle and I really wanted like a thin little noodle.
Right, it's a noodle.
It's the same thing.
It's still a noodle. I'm never
I'm
gonna
like,
change my mind.
I don't think I've ever Googled the pasta shape and said like, not for me. You know, like,
right.
That's never happened in my yeah. life, and I'm constantly out here Googling pasta shapes.
Maybe you're just curious. Maybe you're like, I would love a pasta that carries the sauce better into my mouth.
There's a hierarchy of pasta shapes.
I know.
I'm not saying
it's
there
like,
isn't.
No, it's like,
but
I would eat any pasta, whatever the shape mm-hmm. is what you're saying.
And that's my
the
point.
Shape could
it's like,
be...
why do I bother wasting time on my phone, like Googling pasta shape?
Yeah, well, maybe because
you're
number
Googling one, I could just ask, like,
how to pronounce
describe...
gnocchi, because you don't want to say nosh in a restaurant or on your Instagram.
Can I have the tagliatelle? And she's like, okay, so I have one tagliatelle, one orchette, one nosh.
One nosh?
Can I have the gnocchi? Do you mean the ganache?
The ganache, no.
The pesto ganache. What's next on this list of things?
This is great. We...
Oh. I'm so glad you suggested reading this whole thing because it's the funniest thing that's ever been published.
Do you want to read it? Just read the... Just we'll take turns. You have to actually also describe what's going on.
Should we read... Yeah, so should we just do piece by piece, paragraph by paragraph?
So I want
to
say this is also in honor of the Daily Mail figuring out that I've ad blocked them for the entirety of the time that I've looked at the Daily Mail and figuring out how to get me to turn it off, because now the Daily Mail is not only 100% unreadable, it breaks your computer when you read it. So it's a full 360 experience. You're
Look,
like...
I'm here to support a website. I whitelist sites. I whitelist
you
journalism.
You do. But
Daily Mail, you gotta block, or until recently you had to block it because it was so many ads that it broke your computer.
And now
you
can't do it anymore because mm-hmm. they know, and the
so
ads
you click
are
on
back.
Daily Mail. You click on Daily Mail, your computer breaks. I'm trying to reload this size. I'm trying to reload this site, and I've got a humongous ad for RuPaul's Drag Race in the bottom right. I got a page takeover for a show called Back to Life from the producers of Fleabag on Showtime. Stream all episodes now, and I can barely see Amal Clooney on these.
I have two huge ads of a t-shirt that I looked at 6 months ago on the internet that's been following me around since. I got huge banner ads. And when I scroll, the banner follows me down the page. It is
I hate the
insane.
Floating banners.
The experience of reading the Daily Mail is already torturous. This is true torture. This is just...
And I can barely scroll because it's loading the ads that are floating down. Like this Daily Mail TV on Pix 11's New York's very own just keeps following me too. Who is this man?
Okay. So this is an extremely good article that we probably need to read in full because you need the full experience of reading the article. Mm-hmm. So do you want to read the...
Do you want me to start?
Yeah, you start.
Okay. Should I, let me read the slug. Okay. So it's dailymail.co.uk/tvshowbiz/articles/some numbers/ Amal-Clooney-nearly-takes-tumble-uneven-cobblestone-street.html. The headline is, Amal Clooney nearly takes a tumble on an uneven cobblestone street in New York City, .. 4 years after her sister Tala's Big Apple spill.
So what I'm guessing, and I've read this before, but what I would guess if I first read this, it was like, Amal Clooney nearly fell on an uneven cobblestone 4 years after her sister also fell on cobblestone in the same city. Okay, yes, fine. I'm here for this. Right. Let's keep reading.
Just tell me when to stop. Okay. Amal Clooney nearly took a spill similar to her sister Tala on a cobblestone street in New York City on Wednesday night. While Clooney, 41, didn't actually take a spill like Tala, 47, in New York City back in May 2015, but she seemingly came close.
What the fuck?
Also, this is actually worse grammar than usual.
This is like Noah Centineo up here writing first article.
The but doesn't need to be there. It's just be while Clooney...
But
she seemingly didn't need to
write in New York City back in May 2015
We didn't need to write any of this. Okay. I'll do one more paragraph and then here we go. Both Amal's near fall and Tala's spill took place on similar cobblestone streets in the Big Apple, more than 4 years apart.
Okay. And then there's a photo. So every single photo in this story is a picture of a woman almost falling down. So here we have...
But not falling down.
Here we have a photo of Amal Clooney in a red dress on a cobblestone street. And she is like taking a little trip. Like her
left foot is
getting
sort of like
caught in a cobblestone. But she's like, you can't tell what's going to happen. It's like, what's going to happen? Even though we know that she didn't actually fall down, it's still unclear. And the caption is, near spill, : Amal Clooney nearly took a spill similar to her sister Tala on a cobblestone street in New York City on Wednesday night. Then we have a photo, which I assume is Tala. And Tala has fallen already. And she's looking at the camera like, no, as she's about to get in the car. She's on her knee. And this caption is, old spill, : while Clooney, 41, didn't take a spill like Tala, 47, in New York City back in May 2015, but she seemingly came close. Okay.
So, God, you don't need the but. The but doesn't need to be there.
So,
it's driving me crazy.
As we know so far, Amal Clooney did not take a spill. Tala, whose last name we don't know, but who is her sister.
It's Alamudin, I think.
It is, but like, it's wild they don't use her last. They're just like, Tala, her sister. She did take a
She's
spill.
She's totally Tala.
Okay, so back to the text, the article text.
Okay, so let's go. These photos. Okay. Nick, we're going to go to the text. Clooney was wearing a full red dress that fell to below her knees with gray stiletto pumps as she hit the cobblestone street. And then from the producers of Fleabag, back to life, stream all episodes now, Showtime. Okay.
Get rid of the ad.
She was carrying a large brown bag while she slipped on her heel as it popped out on the street. And then we have, Clooney didn't actually fall. We're just repeating ourselves so many times.
Clooney didn't
actually fall. Though her sister Tala did tumble to her knees in her cobblestone fall
this breaks
4 years ago.
Every rule of journalism. We do not know who, we barely know who Tala is. We've repeated the same thing 12 times. Okay, another photo of Amal Clooney on the cobblestones. This time,
probably half a second after the last photo was taken.
Her shoe has fully come off. Like her
but she
heel,
hasn't fallen.
But she's still upright. And it says, Amal, Clooney was wearing a full red dress that fell below the knees with gray stiletto pumps as she hit the cobblestone street. That's taken directly from the text. Then we have another photo of Tala. She's on the ground. She's on her knees. It says, Tala's fall, : Clooney didn't actually fall, though her sister Tala did tumble to her knees in the cobblestone fall 4 years ago. Okay, back to the text.
Okay. Amal wasn't seen with her husband, George Clooney, with the couple celebrating their fifth wedding anniversary in April.
What?
Amal and Clooney met through a mutual friend in June 2013, and they were engaged in April 2014. The couple obtained marriage licenses in August 2014 in London and married in a high-profile ceremony in Venice, Italy in September 2014.
Okay.
Then there's an,
there's an embedded video of George and Amal Clooney at, like, the Catch-22 premiere. Then there's another photo... A different, what's amazing is that there's the same text, but somehow the photos are all different. So there's a new photo of seconds later. Her foot is fully out of the shoe. She's like about to trip. And
but she's catching herself.
She's going to catch herself. This is still Amal. And it says anniversary. Don't forget, we were just talking about the anniversary. Anniversary, colon. Amal wasn't seen with her husband, George Clooney, with the couple celebrating their fifth anniversary in April, which is like, what? Like, she wasn't, okay. He wasn't there, even though they celebrated their anniversary in Mm-mm. April. Okay, great. Keep Mm-mm. going.
Clooney is a lawyer who specializes in international law and human rights, who has previously represented WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Earlier this year, Clooney was instrumental in securing the release of Reuters journalists Hua Loan and Kai So Woo from Myanmar in May. She was also named the special envoy on media freedom by the British Foreign and Commonwealth Office.
Oh, incredible.
Then there's an embedded video of Amal Clooney spotted in a $3,700 Burberry outfit for NYC meetings. And then...
And then another photo. Okay. This one seems...
Ankle still turned.
But this one seems to be her shoe is either has been put back on or this was before the other photos. We're still only photos of
Amal. I think we're
Amal.
Slightly ahead on the cobblestones. I think the timeline of the cobblestones suggests that she's moved a little ahead.
Oh, so she put the shoe back on?
She just shoved it back in her foot.
Okay, so she's got the shoe back on. She's like, whoops, almost fell there. I'm going to keep going. And then the caption says, lawyer, colon. Clooney is a lawyer. Okay, so then it repeats her job, okay? And then my favorite part of the Daily Mail articles, it says female fashion finder. And it has the dress that Amal is wearing as she's falling. The dress
Burberry.
Costs $1,400. It's Burberry.
It's a gorgeous dress.
The wild thing is they use a photo of her falling again. As if there's no photos of her not falling that exist in this world. They reuse mm-hmm. one of the falling photos and it says, you know, this Burberry dress. This is somehow written better than the entire article. The dress featured.
Well, this is the ad team.
Right. So the ad
team. They've got more oversight. Yeah.
The ad team writes a beautiful dress. You can go buy this dress.
Okay, let's scroll down. Scroll down. Clooney's sister Tala made headlines earlier this month when she was arrested for drunk driving in Singapore.
That's how long it took for them to tell us that Tala, mm-hmm. literally still don't know her last name or anything about her ever.
She
was arrested for drunk driving earlier this month, which you think would be more relevant than Clooney's job or literally anything else.
Mm-hmm. She pleaded guilty on Monday to drunk driving and using a car without a Singapore Class 3 driving license and driving without insurance. So like everything possible, everything
she
you could
everything.
Get arrested for driving, she got it all.
Yeah.
Tala, who was a permanent resident of Singapore. Oh, she's a permanent resident. She doesn't have a Singapore Class 3 driving license. Tala, who was a permanent resident of Singapore, has been ordered to pay a fine of 6,400 Singapore dollars, which is 3,600 pounds, still doesn't help me, and will be disqualified from driving for 4 years after her release from prison. Wait, I don't think she's going to prison. I'm sorry.
I know.
This is making a lot
There's
of assumptions.
No information about whether she's going to prison except how much
and
money
also,
she might have to pay. Yeah.
And also, excuse me, she will be disqualified from driving? That didn't stop her in the past. We're going to see
Clearly.
Tala behind the wheel in
Clearly.
No time.
So then we get a picture, finally, of Tala. And
but it's the moment she fell.
It's literally, this is every woman's worst nightmare. It's the rolling of the ankle photo where you see her take a step. Literally, she's not even walking through cobblestone. She's walking over cobblestone to get into a car. And she takes a step onto the cobblestone and rolls her ankle. You see it rolling. You see the ankle rolling. And then it says, headlines. Clooney's sister Tala made headlines early this month when she was arrested for drunk driving in Singapore. Then we get another photo. She's on the ground. She's fallen. She's like, oh no, the car door is right here if I can only get to it. Spill, colon. She pleaded guilty on Monday to drunk driving using a car without a Singapore Class 3 driving license and driving without insurance. Okay, great.
That's the end.
And that's the end of the article.
Mm-hmm.
That is a work of art.
What a silly story, waste of space, says Amanda from upstate New York.
I personally love that
Still Bill
story.
Commented, well, you clicked on it and read it. You got just what the advertisers wanted. Fair.
Okay, well...
Fair.
Fine, but I thought that story was great, although I still don't know anything about Tala. Like, I only know that she fell 4 years ago. Oh, when she drunk drove.
A little, We did a little work. We found Tala's Instagram. We found out about Tala.
It's not that hard to be like, Tala is an aspiring accessories designer. Like, and she, her line, Totally Tala, hasn't launched yet or whatever, which is things that I found out. Yeah.
What's weird is that her website hasn't launched. Like, you need a password to get on it. But Amal wore a Totally Tala clutch to Megan's wedding.
Ooh, really? That's a big deal.
Yeah. That was a Totally Tala clutch.
Totally Tala.
Couldn't find like the e-commerce link, but that was a Totally Tala clutch.
Also,
Tala is like Amal's presumably younger sister.
Older.
Older?
I think so.
How old is Tala?
I think she's older than her. She has 4 kids.
Oh, she's 6 years older.
She's 47. She was driving her husband's BMW X5 around 2:30 a.m. on May 13th when the cops stopped her. This is all information that we found with one Google. The Daily Mail's like 12 photos of her falling 4 years ago later. I'm getting none of this information. Do you know that she was previously convicted of drunk driving in 2013?
Oh, yeah.
And she had to give away her license for 2 years. And then she drove again and got arrested again.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
She has beauty and brains, as you found on InStyle. She graduated from the American International University in London in 1995.
Number 4 thing in the list of 6 things you need to know about Amal Clooney's sister, Tala, is she has beauty and brains. Beauty and brains.
It's great. She has some kids. She has a website. She has an Instagram at Totally Tala.
Totally Tala.
And it's really fun. So if you click, you see this thing? I think I put it here.
Don't click. Then
where it
click.
Says don't click.
Do you want me to click it?
So I found, click the first one.
Okay.
Okay. And then read the caption. Describe the photo and then read the caption.
It's like a not very good photo of like what looks like an Italian countryside, but it's like looks like she could have gotten
it's
that.
Lake Como. What is the caption?
Live in La Vida Como.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Cool.
Sun. Italian flag. Hashtag floating away. Hashtag rock the boat. Hashtag
we know that Amal
beach,
and George
hashtag...
love Lake Como, so
oh,
she's probably visiting them.
Is that what you got from that? Okay.
No. Okay. I now close that tab.
Then click this.
Click this one, yeah, okay. And then describe the photo and then read the caption.
It's an it's Italian scene and she's got a laptop on a table. Like she's like working. It says, it says, live in La Vida laptop. Don't I know it? Live in La Vida laptop. But then the hashtags are Tuscan Tech, Desk with a View, Tala Snaps, Rose Rocks, Tala Travels, Italy, Firenze Frenzy, Totally Tuscany, Riveting Rooftops, Totally Breathtaking, Tala, Totally Tala, Get Inspired, Rise Rock Repeat.
Firenze Frenzy is really good.
She's good at hashtags. She's good at hashtags. Anyways.
She loves putting like inspirational things on her Instagram.
Yes.
Which I love.
The only thing that Tala is bad at is driving. So I would say she should continue with all of these things that she's doing. She seems great at them. She loves these accessories.
And walking on cobblestones.
And
she hasn't quite mastered the art of walking on cobblestones or driving.
So maybe she's just not good at transportation. She needs to get better.
She just needs to stay on a laptop.
Totally tech. Totally. Living La Vida laptop.
Living La Vida laptop is my favorite thing.
I mean, she was, before she was even arrested for drunk driving the first time, she was convicted of careless driving 4 years earlier than even that. And then 4 years even than early, basically this woman should not be in a car. Get this woman out from behind the wheel.
George Clooney's wife, Amal, is working in D.C., but as we know George, ever the gentleman, he took Amal's parents and her sister out in New York to celebrate a really special occasion.
Tala.
Happy birthday, Tala Alamuddin. Amal's younger sister kicked off her big night with the ultimate party starter, brother-in-law George. Mom Berea and father Ramsey also were seen arriving at New York's Il Buco restaurant. Tala's definitely edgier than Amal, rocking those skull earrings and those $800 Jimba platform suede glitter heels. Earlier this week, the mother of four worked this killer fringe leather mini and jacket paired with this Moschino milkshake bag. Then there was this white asymmetrical wrap dress worn with knee-high snakeskin leather boots. Her flair for upstaging and unique style has some calling her the new Pippa Middleton.
So Amal's sister Tala, really, it's her moment in the sun right now. She had her big birthday party last night. I was walking out, got this like pink dress on, looking hot, and then just eats it.
Oh my god!
Completely eats it. Her ankle rolls over. falls down in front of the cameras and looks horrified.
Lindsay, what Quince did you get when we got some Quince promo?
I got sheets.
Me too.
I got beautiful sheets. Beautiful sheets.
Oh, wait. No, I didn't. I lied. I got a duvet cover. Same thing, though.
A friend of mine reached out and said, you know how you say on the Quince ad that you have 365 days for returns? I once used that feature and it was incredible. It was so easy and great. And I said, wow, that's so nice to hear, because Quince offers free shipping and 365 day returns. And that's part of one of their many offerings, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry.
Oh yeah, you're obsessed with the washable silk tops.
It's hard to, washing silk is a pain in the tush.
Not from Quince. Normally. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they partner directly with top factories that can cut the cost of the middleman and pass the savings right on to me, Lindsay, and you. And they only work with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. We love that. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/who for free shipping on your order. And as she said, 365-day returns. That's quince.com/who to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/who. Who Weekly is sponsored by Squarespace. We love Squarespace. We use Squarespace to advertise our show, to advertise our tour, to sell merch, to post great press that we get, to communicate with our listeners because there's an easy contact form. If we didn't have a Squarespace, your brand experience with Who Weekly would be considerably worse.
Considerably worse. Are you kidding? If I can't update, if I can't... Actually, you know what? Speaking of, I just realized the tour dates are still up. I got to take them off. The tour is over. Got to prepare for the next one. And you know what? I can do that in about 5 seconds. It will be so easy for me to do that.
Thank God their interface is intuitive and easy to use because we can make changes to our website very quickly and not stress out about it. We've used Squarespace for about as long as our podcast has existed. Can't imagine our website living anywhere else. And if you're intrigued, go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch your amazing website, go to squarespace.com/who to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. There's probably going to be an ad there. So Reba McEntire and Skeeter Lasuzzo broke up. I thought they really were in it to win it.
Did you?
Who's your date tonight?
Oh, my date is Skeeter. Come here, Skeeter. Skeeter, hey, Lasuzzo. He's my boyfriend.
How you doing, Skeeter? How you doing?
We've seen you
been popping up on Instagram a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we've been having fun.
Yeah, you having fun?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We've been to 3 plays here in New York. Just enjoying it tremendously.
What's the best thing about this coupleship happening right now?
We like to have fun, whether it's in the mountains or in New York City.
How you doing on the red carpet? You're cool with that?
I mean, I'm doing great. Yeah, I'm just following her, enjoying the night with her.
Grammy nominated, you know? I mean, incredible. It's a big deal, right?
Amazing,
it's
yeah.
It's a big
absolutely.
Night. All right, well, you two have a blast.
Thanks.
I just felt like this was the name for someone like Reba McEntire.
True,
of course she would marry someone named Skeeter.
Well, he's the rebound. They weren't married, I don't think. They were just dating. He was the rebound.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, I thought they were going to get married.
Yeah, he was the rebound from her longtime marriage to Kelly Clarkson's husband's father. You know, like how Kelly Clarkson's her, like, daughter-in-law. Basically, yeah, that was...
Charles, Narvel Blackstock.
He was the...
Whose son married Kelly
Clarkson.
He's
the manager, like the manager of lots of people. And then she broke up with him. They divorced. I think it was shady a little bit on his end. And she was dating this guy. But what I love about Lasuzzo is that he's a 69-year-old retired oil geologist. That's who Reba was dating for...
So he finds... Is that the person who finds where the oil is?
I guess... But he's retired.
If you're an oil geologist, like, do you find it?
But he's retired, so not anymore. But yeah, I don't know. You find the oil in the gems? With the gems? Through the gems?
You look for it.
I don't know.
Skeeter, it seemed... I felt like it was meant to last. If only for this photo of them, like, posing with a bouquet of flowers and a KFC box.
I love this.
My favorite thing about this story is the outlet that broke it. Did you see the outlet that broke it?
Taste of Country?
Closer.
Hood. Closer broke it?
Oh, not closer. Not like you're getting warmer. Closer broke it.
Well, because he's 69.
Mm-hmm.
And when Closer sees 69, they're like, that's us. We got it.
That's our demo.
69.
Well, the reason for their breakup is apparently because Reba's way too busy.
She's too busy.
Reba's got way too much to do.
And Skeeter's retired.
Skeeter's retired. And he's like, I just want to mosey. You know, like, I want to lay around and not do anything.
Yes.
And Reba was like, well, I'm Reba McEntire. I'm so busy. I I do nothing but work.
Yes.
And it was just, they were too different.
Yeah, that's too bad, though. Mm-hmm. That's too bad. So they broke up, reported by Page Six. And at the same time, these two happened at the same time, which I love. Just Jared Jr. Notice Page Six reported this. Just Jared Jr. reported that Nina Dobrev hasn't mentioned her boyfriend, Grant Mellon, in enough time that they thought they broke up.
Said Nina hasn't mentioned a breakup, the source added. But she hasn't spoken about Grant in several weeks. She seems to be quite happy and has recently been out socializing with friends, each time without Grant.
Grant hasn't been invited. Also, Grant Mellon, we never talked about him because who cares, but apparently there's also something called a Mellon Grant, and it's unclear whether Grant Mellon and Mellon Grant are related. Like, you can win a Mellon Grant. It's a big grant.
Like Carnegie Mellon?
Yeah, something like that. Like a grant to do something. But his name is Grant Mellon, and he apparently is not related to the Mellon Grant. Or he is, I don't know. Doesn't seem like it.
So a Mellon Grant is from the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation.
Right.
And they've been giving away grants since 1969.
So is Nina Dobrev, am I right? Did a shh. Okay, you got it.
That was pretty good.
Thanks.
Who is Grant Mellon? Let's not talk about him. I want to talk about another split.
This is
also
tragic.
On Just Jared Jr.
Yeah.
It's maybe the saddest news of the week.
Just Jared Jr. is over here like breaking. You know, this is their beat. If you're talking about Closer's beat being the 69-year-old retired geologist that Reba McEntire broke up with, this is Just Jared's beat right here.
Finn Wolfhard's band Calpurnia announced a split.
What?
They had too much to do.
Finn Wolfhard's band Calpurnia?
They were together for almost 3 years.
Oh, he's like 3 years old. So that's like his whole life.
He's 16.
Life. Oh, that's like his whole 16. Life. That's one fourth of his life.
The band said, it's been an honor and a gift to meet, work with, and play for so many wonderful people. We feel lucky and hugely grateful for the many fantastic opportunities that came our way. Blah, 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 blah. Boring. But they're done. Did you listen to Calpurnia? Were you a Calpurnia stan?
No, unfortunately, I've never heard of nor listened to Calpurnia.
Okay.
Have you?
No.
Okay. Will you?
No.
Okay.
Well, now that they're split.
Yeah. Well, what's the point?
Maybe they'll get back together and perform at Madison Square Garden in a couple of years. Okay.
All right. Moving on. Should we move on to this story? This is insane.
Sharon Stone, yeah.
This story gets a little bit twisted, which I like. Because Sharon Stone, so Chanel West Coast, whose real name is Chelsea Chanel Dudley, which I love because every article that writes about her reminds you that that's her real name, as they should. I mean,
Chelsea Chanel Dudley, yeah.
She is a like reality adjacent star turned rapper, which is like she was on Ridiculousness.
Okay, what? I'm convinced you guys always give me something that sounds like a sexual innuendo.
Okay, what would full service mean?
You're getting the full service.
I don't know what that is.
And Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory, which I've never watched, but apparently she just sat there and laughed because Ridiculousness is like they watch ridiculous videos. Right?
And she was just in the background.
And she's like, hey. So she,
there's like a panel. Yeah, but the panel doesn't really do anything.
So she turned that into a rap career. I mean, turned it into... She rapped. She decided, oh, I'm going to rap. That's going to be my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote a song called Sharon Stone, which is like, okay, fine. Sure.
Sharon Stone. Sharon Stone. Stepping out is some off-white. I saw my wrist, give a bitch frostbite. Yeah, we smoking up all night. I ain't popping pills, now I'm alright. Placing bets in the casino, sipping Pinot in the rainbow Moschino. Keep it G, Nino. You talking shit, it's okay, I'm with my team, yo. Come and find me like Nemo.
I guess she says, it's pretty obvious. I mean, the video is like Basic Instinct related and the verses are, you know, pretty clearly about Sharon Stone. And so Sharon Stone, who like, it's shocking that Sharon even heard about this because this is not a song that's on any charts. It's not really a song that's in any sort of like public consciousness aside from fans of Chanel West Coast. Sharon sues her for like using her name.
using her trademark or something.
Right. And the Basic Instinct, which I don't even think that Sharon owns, but that's fine. She used her name 33 times. Who cares? But the point is then Dudley, sorry, because now it's now we're talking about legal documents. So they're going to start calling her Dudley, which I love. Like West Coast, Dudley.
Dudley did wrong.
She said she was surprised and disappointed because here's the reason how Sharon Stone even knew that her name was being used was because Dudley approached her to like do the video with her. And then I think
and
Sharon.
Up until the day of production, according to Dudley, Sharon was supposed to be in it.
Right. And then
and
she,
then the day they were going to shoot it, Sharon was like, I'm not doing this.
Not only am I not doing this, I'm suing her. This sucks because I think Sharon maybe did
one Google.
But
the lawsuit didn't even happen until over a year.
But I think Sharon did one Google and was like, I don't, who is this person? I thought this was Nicki Minaj. I thought this was Cardi B. Who is this woman? You know?
Yeah. And then she was like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. But up until the day that the video was going to shoot, Sharon Stone was going to be in it. And then she decided not to be in it, which honestly is a smart idea. And now she's suing her. She's suing her.
Is there anything else to know about what is this woman, Chanel?
I honestly know. I don't. I think we follow her on our Instagram, like on Who Weeklies, and
yeah,
she
I've seen
and
her
she
before.
Posts like sexy photos. But I like am very unclear. She has a lot of rat beefs, which is literally what this person does. I think Sharon suing her is more attention for her than any of the music has ever gotten her, which is saying something. Mm. So she fought with. Oh, my favorite thing is she fought with Bad Baby, and.
Oh, she did?
She called Bad Baby an ignorant fool in 2017.
That makes sense, yeah.
And then Bad Baby, who had a great response, because Bad Baby, who's less known than many people, but still more well-known than this person, said, you know what's crazy? I did not know who that raggedy bitch was an hour ago. I just found out who she was. If you're going to come for me, at least make sure I know who you are, or else you just look stupid. I mean, you look stupid, period, coming for me anyways. Incredible.
No, she's good at this. Bad Baby is really good at feud.
Bad Baby's like, I don't even know you. So before you feud with me, at least introduce yourself.
You know those masterclass ads that like pop up all the time where it's like Helen Mirren teaches you acting.
Yeah.
Like Aaron Sorkin
yeah.
teaches you whatever. Yeah. It's like Bad Baby should teach you how to feud.
Yeah. Bad Baby's like feud 101.
Like a five-part, like spend $500 on masterclass videos of Bad right. Baby teaching you how to feud.
Exactly.
Like use words like raggedy bitch.
I mean, if you don't know who the person is, that's, you know, rule number one. Okay.
I want to talk about Sharon Stone, though. This is a good excuse to revisit this Allure interview that I am so obsessed with. She was...
I want to talk about Sharon Stone is funny.
She was
Didn't
she, was
she
profiled
say she was, like,
Allure?
Sad because she had no friends because nobody
no,
would want to be
this
friends
the part
with...
Okay, okay. This is the part I'm quoting you. How did
I'm
you...
Because I know
Allure says,
what
Allure
you
says,
like.
Allure says, do you remember what it was like to be a private citizen? There's this like, so it's an interview transcript, but this interview is actually like completely wackadoo.
Sad though.
They include all these weird asides inside the transcript, like weird, like italicized editorializing about like what the interviewer is thinking.
Right, right,
it's strange.
Right.
Allure, do you remember what it was like to be a private citizen? Italics. The pause that follows, and it's a long one, makes me feel sad for the nostalgia I am foisting on her. Sharon Stone. I miss people inviting me over for dinner, inviting me to do things. Allure. Yeah, I can't see myself saying to my husband, let's have Sharon Stone over for tacos. Sharon Stone. That's it. You wouldn't. Most famous people spend a lot of time alone. I still have my friends from 30, 40 years ago. When I have to go to something, I'll run upstairs, throw on some lipstick and sunglasses, and they're like, oh, you just turned into Sharon Stone. It's like she's someone we deal with. Allure. Your alter ego? Sharon Stone. Yeah. As I get older, it's easier for me to blend in. Allure, making new friends can't be easy. Sharon Stone, I'm desperate to call Margot Martindale and be like, I really want you to come over and have dinner with me because I think you're the greatest, but I don't want you to think I'm a psycho. Italics, Margot, if you read Allure, consider this your standing invitation for dinner at Sharon Stone's residence. Do you think she's going to take her up on that?
I don't know, but that's so
I feel like Margot
sad.
Martindale will read that and be like, psycho.
Yeah, well, it's so sad.
it's sad-ish.
It's sad.
But also, if we've learned anything, it's that that's what some celebrities do. They call other celebrities and they like want to hang out. Like, that's the entire celebrity friend infrastructure. It's like
no,
calling
that
your...
I understand because that's
like... why isn't she doing that,
well,
though?
That's the
I
only
that's
other
like
person that can, like, understand your predicament, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just sad that Sharon Stone's like, I'm so Sharon Stone that I can't even... I'm Sharon Stone. The most Sharon Stone that's ever Sharon Stoned. She got a little wacky recently, though. She broke out of her Sharon Stone shell in the past few years, right?
a little bit. She's back. Well, she had that horrible brain injury that she was recovering from.
Oh, maybe that was it.
Yeah. Mm. This interview is also very wild because it ends with both of them just sobbing. The end of this interview is, once again, we're both crying. They're both just like sobbing. And then Sharon Stone says, it's been an astonishing journey and a beautiful one. Anyway. Okay. What's next?
I love this. I love this.
What do you love?
This next story.
Mm, delicious.
Well, first of all, it came from a new gossip site that I'm into now. It's called The Jasmine Brand. Very into it. TheJasmineBrand.com. Great, great reporting. Great gossip. Love it. Okay. TheJasmineBrand.com reported this out, and I'm like, I would have never known. I would have never cared. But let me tell you, now I know, and now I care. Did you watch Flavor of Love?
I did watch Flavor of Love, okay. Yes.
Do you remember Delicious?
How could you not?
Okay, so on Flavor of Love, if you don't remember, one of the first thing that he did on Flavor of Love, he named all the women.
He gave you names.
And he was like, yeah. You look like a pancake, so I'm going to name you Pancake Face.
You're
like,
Pumpkin. I'm going to call you Pumpkin.
Like the, yeah, basically. Like, you're, yeah, he basically all those things like, oh, you're from New York? You're Miss New York. Did you see Miss New York's on Botched? Because her boobs are all fucked up. Okay.
Wait, she is?
Yeah, her boobs are a mess. She got boob implant disorder. Like, you get sick from your implants. It's yikes. Oh, no. It's so yikes. Anyways, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Delicious, spelled D-E-E-L-I-S-H-I-S, which I love too, because whenever they revealed the names that he gave them, they would always purposefully spell them wrong. Like,
insanely, yeah.
Yeah.
So and then she stuck with this name for the rest of her life.
Yeah, truly.
Because Flavor Flav was like, you're Delicious.
Right. Her real name is Chandra Davis, and her other name is London Charles. Like, she has many names. She was on mm-hmm. Flavor of Love and Flavor of Love 2, and then she kind of was, like, an Instagram model. She had, like, vague music, you know.
All of them, so a lot of the women on Flavor of Love did vague music. They all sort of did the same thing.
Right.
And the only one who actually got super famous out of it was New York. But even that wasn't
short-lived. Well, it's weird because she won Flavor of Love 2. Mm-hmm.
My heart is on the line. And I'm afraid that it could get broken if he says, your time is up, Delicious.
Delicious. I know you didn't know if all of this was real or if this was fake. But I want to say to you, if this was all for TV, and if I was faking this far, and for you to be standing here right now this far, you just as fake.
I disagree. I never thought you were fake.
Delicious. When Flav picks me tonight, don't feel bad. Be a single mother. Take care of your daughter. I wish you an ounce of luck. And hopefully your life will be okay if it's not too damn bad.
Miss New York. God, I love New York. So Miss New York, like, kept things going. But Delicious mm-hmm. kind of, she did as well. She, like, she is an
She was a pretty iconic
one,
though.
She's an Instagram model, essentially. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we're talking about her is because apparently she, and here, let me read you the headline and see if you could figure out what's going on here. Ex-reality star Delicious vacations with Exonerated Five's Raymond Santana. When I first read this, I was like, Exonerated Five? Like, the Central Park Five? Like, because your brain is not expecting to get there. You're like, Exonerated Mm-mm. Five sounds like, is Mm-mm. it a group? Is it a band? Like, what am mm-hmm. I reading? And then it's you scroll down and it's like, no. What they're saying is that one of the Exonerated Five, his name is Raymond Santana. On Instagram, he's Santana Raymond. Is on vacation / hopefully dating Delicious. Incredible.
I love it.
I love it so much.
I don't even know what else to say about it. Like, what? Yeah. Someone who was like a victim in one of the most high profile instances of like police abuse and like abuse of power in the history of the country is dating one of the most iconic stars from one of the most iconic reality shows in VH1's like peak.
Incredible.
In the early 2000s.
Just an incredible romance. Just almost a heartwarming romance. Two people found each other through so much, you know? Mm-hmm. He wrote in his hashtag, or his, God, he wrote on his Instagram, wheels up with this beauty. I am so delicious. Sometimes you think you're on a path. In an instant, God changes your direction. I'm never one to fight against the man upstairs. Plus, look at that face. Plus, look at their face.
it's just really funny that like his Instagram is like, you scroll through his Instagram, it's like him doing activism, yeah. him doing, because a lot of the Central Park Five like spend a lot of their time doing like speaking mm-hmm. to schools, speaking to groups, like doing like advocacy for like prisoners, and like victims of police abuse and police brutality and whatever. But like his is that. So it's like this, right. And as you get closer to current day, it's like more, it's just like so much delicious.
You know what I love?
It's like delicious at the same time of advocacy. So he's multitasking.
She calls herself the walkaway queen.
Oh, because when she's walking away, her ass is showing off.
Yeah, she's the walkaway queen. Big, you know, like when she walks away, she's the queen of walking away. She loves, you know.
She's his woman crush every day. It says, there's a photo of her wearing the Exonerated Five like sweatshirt that Santana wears all the time. That's like Yusef, Kevin, Anton, Corey, and Raymond. And she's wearing it, selfie in the mirror. And she says, and Santana captions it, when she sees the vision, she will go harder for you than your friends and associates. That's why she's my WCE, which is Women Crush Every Day.
Yeah.
And she commented, "Aw, honey," blushing so hard.
It's nice. Like, he's finally able to go from, like, doing a lot of the kind of, right, the visible activism into adding into stuff from his real life. His relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure.
Honestly, yeah. It's also good for the cause.
It's good for the cause.
A celebrity relationship is good for whatever you're doing because it gets you more attention.
Great for the cause. Great for the cause. Mm-hmm. So anyways, shout out to that. We love it. Thank you to the Jasmine brand who followed up this gossip with, I swear to God, back to back, the next headline on this website was Ashanti has foot surgery video. Ashanti
has foot surgery, parentheses, video.
So...
did you watch the video?
No, I didn't. But it wasn't video of the surgery. It was video just of her foot having gotten surgery on it.
Do you know what happened to her?
No. I'm telling you, I didn't read it. I just saw that it was next on the list. And I was like, skip. You know, I like, skip.
I got to know what happened to Ashanti's foot.
Go to the Jasmine brand.
Singer Ashanti is stepping into 2020 with a new attitude and a repaired foot. The beautiful New York native is taking a break from a busy tour schedule. to take care of a nagging medical issue. Yesterday, she attempted to glamorize her hospital stay by wearing a fur Louis Vuitton monogram hat with her surgery gown. She captioned her Instagram story video, "They hating on my hat, said I can't wear it during surgery. Always got to find the humor in these things." And then it says, Ashanti gave fans an update on her recovery process, calling day two not bad. What happened to her foot? Did she have like plantar fasciitis or something?
I don't
something?
Know. Maybe a bunion. Did she have like a bunion or something?
There's a photo of her in her Louis Vuitton hat and crutches and a foot, like a foot.
So they
cast.
Don't even say what's wrong with her
by,
foot.
Like,
they just say.
And it says, prayer works. Thank you, guys. Of course, my rider's right here with me. Prayer hands. Heart.
So no information about how she hurt her foot?
Oh, they were damaged by heels. Her passion for high heels crippled her feet.
Yeah, that's... it's called,
in 2006.
So wait, how do you even fix your foot from that? Oh, if you search Ashanti foot, you get the worst things. It's not good.
Ashanti foot. Oh, yeah. She got surgery. She's fine.
Okay. Well...
let's do Rita.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
I liked... why do I have a hat on? Okay. I liked this headline because of the slug Rita Ora Perky Derriere. Did you see that
one? No,
but
what was the actual article that came with that?
It was Rita Ora sizzles and reveals perky derriere in tantalizing black
outfit.
So
they weren't lying. She revealed a perky derriere.
They weren't lying. She revealed her perky derriere.
But she's been busy.
She was on a. She was next to a plane, but it was not like she's usually next to like a private plane or like a boat or something. And this one, she was posing next to one of those planes that lands on water. What do you call those? The planes that have little floaties on the bottom.
Yeah, I got it.
She would I was just like, that's a new mode of transportation for Rita.
At least it was it private?
And she's showing off her perky derriere.
Was it private? Do we know?
I'm assuming those things can only seat like six people.
So Rita and her derriere and a plane that can land on water. And then she also
has
been busy filming Oliver Twist, which mm-hmm. they released the first photograph of the cast.
But it's not a production photo. It's just the cast hanging out probably like
this.
At the reading.
I love this.
You got Rita, seated on a desk looking next to her in like these big boots.
So good.
Looking fly. Yeah. Then you've got Michael Caine in like a smoking jacket.
And a fedora.
Seated in the center. And a fedora. Behind him, I don't know her. And then Lena Headey.
Lena Headey, classic Lena Headey.
And then Ralph Law. And then in front of him, I don't know
Jude
him.
Law's son.
Who is that?
I have no idea.
Jude Law's son. But then there's like a guy. I don't know who that. There, I don't know who. There's a woman and then a man. I don't
Every
know.
Every photo I see from the set of this movie, I get more and more excited. There was a photo. Did you see this today? Rita Ora pulls on a pair of overalls as she gets into character as modern day Artful Dodger. She looks like she's working for like Verizon. She's got like an orange jumpsuit on. And the.
Well, do you see? She's working for a company called Dodge. So I guess that's how they're making it modern.
It's like she works for Dodge. She's Dodger. But like that's not her actual name. It's just she works.
Her name is
for...
probably like I don't know. Her name is probably
her
Rita,
name's probably
honestly,
like
but
she... Art. She's Art Dodge.
Artemis.
She works for Dodge.
And that's sort of it. Rita wasn't up to much this week because
she's filming her movie.
She's filming her movie. But she's wearing an orange jumpsuit. What is this job?
I'm telling you.
And she's drinking a coffee, which I like. Probably a tea.
Wait for this movie. It's going to be. Fully insane, and Rita is going to be in more than like 12 seconds of it this time.
Meanwhile, where is Wonderwell?
Wonderwell is dead. Stop asking me where's Wonderwell.
I gotta see There's, Wonderwell.
Wonderwell is gone. There's no more Wonderwell. Stop asking about Wonderwell. It's over. I'm sorry.
It says IMDb says it's completed. And it's supposed to be out January 1st, 2019.
Okay, best of luck. When was that? That already happened.
That was over almost a year ago. No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
So...
A coming-of-age fairy tale set between modern-day Italy and an imaginary realm just beyond, Wonderwell follows Violet, a naive and inquisitive 12-year-old girl, not Rita Ora, on a thrilling journey that transforms her world forever.
Wonderwell is gone.
Where is Wonderwell?
Wonderwell is gone. Okay, so moving on. That is the end of our show.
We're done. It is the end of our show. Okay. Thank you for listening to Who Weekly. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Support us on Patreon, patreon.com/WhoWeekly. Come to our New Jersey show. Buy tickets at WhoWeekly.us.
New Jersey, baby.
And we'll call in 619-WHO-THEM if you have questions, comments, concerns for our Friday episode, Who's There? We will see you on Friday with Who's There. Bye.
Bye.
You will drain it. Yeah.
They want to know. To be famous.